I recently had the opportunity to read two intriguing books that set the American historical record straight. The first book, The Pinks, The First American Detectives, Operatives, and Spies, with the Pinkerton National Detective Agency, by Chris Innes, is a fascinating book that fills in many blank pages about American law enforcement history. The Pinkerton Detective Agency, arguably the most well-known, the most notorious, and the most ruthless detective agency in American history, operated with an iron hand as a sort of secret service agency, beginning in 1850 when it was founded by Allen Pinkerton. All of the operatives of the Pinkerton National Detective Agency were men until Pinkerton hired Kate Warren in 1861 and established the Lady Pinkertons, or for short, the Pinks. Women were not admitted to any police force in the United States until 1891, so Pinkerton, by hiring Warren, paved the way for future female officers and investigators. Warren gained fame by playing a part in saving the life of President Abraham Lincoln in 1861, 4 years prior to his assassination. Many historians claim that Kate's early ambition to become an actress played a part in her success as a Pinkerton detective. Warren's hiring was followed by the hiring of R.C. Potter, a top-notch murder investigator, Hattie Lawton, who during the Civil War had been convicted of espionage, and Elizabeth Baker, who infiltrated Confederate foundries and factories for Pinkerton during the Civil War. These are a few of the Lady Pinks who, through their bravery and self-sacrifice, crashed through the glass ceiling of law enforcement in the mid-19th century. The second book that I had the opportunity to enjoy, The Golden Elixir of the West, Whiskey and the Shaping of America by Sherry Monahan and Jane Perkins, tells a story of how whiskey helped shape America. During the 19th century, whiskeys known as golden elixirs were produced in copper stills, barrels, and buckets. The whiskey, which was not always of the highest quality, was then sent on to saloons and dance halls throughout the West. It ended up not only shaping the Western economy, but it also helped to nurture social institutions, forms of entertainment, and brought both happiness and sorrow to its users. Not only was whiskey served in saloons and dance halls, but more elegant whiskeys from Kentucky and back east were served in the opulent Pullman dining cars throughout the mid-19th century. Therefore, railroads played an exceedingly important part in moving whiskey across the West. However, in some railroad towns that sprung up along the railroad routes, whiskey was more than an occasional nuisance, and it was considered to be a moral transgression by many. Whiskey has moved from the Old West to the New West, and distilleries and microbreweries seem to be popping up all over the West, producing hundreds, if not thousands, of brands that seem to some extent to mimic the brands of their predecessors. Whiskey peddlers, who were prominent in Western towns in the mid to late 19th century, have now morphed into a group of enterprising entrepreneurs who make craft brews and craft whiskeys that even in this new era are linked to the manifest destiny of the West. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.